The big release from Hollyweird is the latest superhero movie. And as everybody knows, superhero movies are not created equal. The darker, more serious, more troubling superhero movies are supposed to come from the DC universe of comic books and movies that are produced based upon the DC Comics. DC Comics, by the way, it didn't stand for District of Columbia. It stood for Detective Comics, which they were initially. And they're supposed to not have the feel-good, sweet, all-American, reassuring nature of the Marvel comic books. DC is Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman, and now Shazam. And true to the DC heritage, the movie begins in a very disturbing way. It shows two young boys, one maybe 8 or 9, who is involved in a horrific traffic accident that permanently cripples his father and brother. And the other child is about 3. And he gets separated from his mother at a carnival and never finds her. And then spends the rest of his childhood looking for her, going from one foster home to another. But then eventually he encounters a mystical wizard in some strange plane. The wizard is played by Jaimin Hansu, who offers to give him all his powers if he says a magic word.
Say my name so my powers may flow through you.
But I don't know your name, sir.
Shazam!
Wait, for real?
Say, okay! Shazam?
You're the only person I know that knows anything about this Caped Crusader stuff.
That's crazy, right?
What are your superpowers?
You have super strength!
And you fly.
You have bullet immunity!
I'm bulletproof.
You're dead.
Oh, hey. Sup, I'm a superhero.
Okay, when he becomes a superhero, the young boy, who's 14 when the real action of the movie begins, and very well played by a new young actor named Asher Angel, who's actually excellent. And he, when he is transformed into Shazam, the superhero, he's played by this 6'3", very well-muscled, and very endearingly goofy actor named Zachary Levi, Pride of Lake Charles, Louisiana. In any event, the film takes place in Philadelphia, and the best part of the movie is the foster home, the foster group home, in which the young boy, whose name is Billy Batson. I don't know why in so many of these the alter ego of the superhero has to have an alliterative name, like Peter Parker, Clark Kent, or Billy Batson. Billy Batson, very well played, very sympathetically played, and it's a very loving foster home. It's not some kind of a nightmare. And he then becomes sort of a remake of Big, that old Tom Hanks movie, and there's even a reference to it that's very endearing. Do you remember that film? There's a little boy who has his wish granted. He wants to be big, and then he becomes a little boy in Tom Hanks's body. Here, that's what makes this superhero different. Is he still a goofy 14-year-old, really goofy 14-year-old, but he's clearly a big guy with superpowers. His sidekick is somebody else from the group home who's played by another fine young actor whose name is Jack Dylan Grazer, who is the nephew, this is the Hollywood connection for you, the nephew of Brian Grazer, who's producer of Apollo 13 and Beautiful Mind and Splash and so many other films. In any event, Jack Dylan Grazer plays Freddie Freeman, who's the one who is the expert on superheroes, who is advising his buddy how to become a superhero. And of course, they have to have a supervillain. The supervillain is Dr. Thomas Savannah, who is played by Mark Strong and is very scary. The problem with the film is the stuff with the wizard and the mystical forces, and then they have the 7 deadly sins that take shape. All of that is corny and confusing and not very effective. And yes, some of the big struggles between the superhero and the supervillain up in the middle of the sky go on too long. They're all reasonably interesting to watch. But what makes this movie the success that it is, and it is a successful film, is it has real heart. You care about these teenagers. They have some real teenage problems, even when you take the body of a superhero. 2.5 stars for Shazam. It is rated PG-13 with some discreet sex references and discreet language, and of course the normal superhero violence. Can it be entertaining? Sure it can. Can you be entertained, and I hope you will be, throughout this spring weekend? Yeah, middle of baseball season with the Mariners doing well. Yes, you can and you should, and enjoy every moment in this greatest nation on God's green earth.